This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, Delta and American Airlines are joining United in canceling the fee for changing domestic tickets for all but the cheapo flights. The no-penalty policies will no longer expire at the end of this year. That'll attract flyers in uncertain times, but the penalties were generating cash upon which the airlines had been gorging. Here's Marketplace's Andy Euler.
U.S. airlines generated almost $3 billion in revenue from change and cancellation fees last year. That's according to the Transportation Department. Robert W. Mann is an airline industry analyst.
It is historically a lot of revenue, but a lot of it is collecting that revenue from customers who are no longer around.
Like business customers who just aren't flying right now. He says the calculus for airlines here is all about generating demand.
We could eliminate the uncertainty for customers who we really would like to book travel in advance. And then we can also give ourselves another opportunity to upsell.
Upsell, because the change fees won't be waived for basic economy tickets. Zach Griff covers the airline industry for the travel website The Points Guy. He says what airlines need right now is working capital.
Any money that the airline gets right now is money. They're burning cash, millions of dollars of cash each day, and they're still working on trying to trim that back down to zero.
So he says airlines need folks to make future investments in travel, even if customers have to change or cancel a flight. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.